I know that sounds a little wild, the saxophone solo. This is gonna calm down though. I didn't really understand that solo, to be honest, but they did calm it down like I promised you they would. Joyous is the name of the song. By Pleasure. They really are encouraging us. I mean, they're really encouraging us to be joyous. Get off the ego. Wow, get off the ego into a higher plane. I tell you what, I think it's a great idea to go for the joy. And Everyday Health is going to help us come up with some ways to do that too. I want to share with you some ideas that they give on doing this. And remember, I was sharing with you the beauty of working together as a team. I mentioned the family team. That's important. That's critical. I think that's probably the most important starting point. But it shouldn't end there. How about on the job, where we work, we find the people who are genuinely interested in letting peace flow, letting truth flow, letting harmony flow, helping as many people as possible truly experience happiness. Come together, work it together. People at houses of worship, you find the genuine ones. And I mean find them too, because we know not everyone's genuine. Find the genuine people, the genuine believers who really believe in peace, who embrace peace. Isn't it great that the peacemakers are blessed now and will be blessed in the future? Blessed are the peacemakers. Find those, not the ones who give the lip service, because remember now, we're all about listening beyond the rhetoric to observing the reality. And there are a lot of folks who know what to say because they know what should be. And they very hypocritically talk about what should be as though it is for them. And they know they're anything but in line with the standard, the ideal. Because they're pushing in the opposite direction consciously. So, find the people. And I mean that literally, find them. Look for, search for, listen to, observe people. And identify the people who are genuine, who really want peace, and spend time with them. Now, some other things that we can do to help spread happiness. How about this one? And when I say this, I sure enough want some of you to say to me and to each other, whoa, hold up. That's a good point. That works for me. And here it is. Spend money on other people. Yep, spend money on other people. I know we like buying clothes for ourselves, jewelry for ourselves, cars for ourselves, you name it. How about when we're spending money on other people? How many of you could say, honestly, truthfully, that buying for other people does something for you that you have a hard time describing, but it truly does something for you that you don't experience even when you buy for yourself? Christmas time, a lot of people are buying gifts. And all things being equal, for example, if you have a good idea of what kinds of things the people you're buying for like, so it's not stressful trying to figure out what to get. It's just a matter of, which one, which brand, which, and you're just fine tuning. And so it's not stressful for you. How many of you really get a kick out of spending money on other people? That's one of the things you could do to help spread happiness and experience it yourself. More in just a few.